welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. Oh dear, so I've got workmen in my flat again. I'm having some rooms decorated, which means that I'm basically living, everything I possess is in the lounge, or the hallway, but most of it's in the lounge, so it's quite hard going. And all I'm doing is a bit of art, because you literally sit here and you're just waiting for them to finish and go, aren't you? What else can you do but do some art? I had planned to do the decorating myself, but quite frankly, my knees and my back are just not up to it. I just have to accept that I'm not as young as I once was, or at least, technically, my knees are a lot younger than I once was. But anyway, I digress. I have done some art. That's the main thing. And I'm pretty pleased with what I've done. So today's prompt was to do a cartoon of part of your day. And yesterday I went out with my friend Alexander. And so I did 5 panels of a cartoon just depicting our lunch, basically, because I was trying to find a joke. I try and make things amusing or tongue in cheek where I can. That's going to be my thing on Create This Book, is to try and bring a bit of comedy into it all. And so I did find something. It was quite amusing. And I did find something in the end, because basically we ordered a meal. He ordered this massive burger, as he always does. And I thought, I'm going to have the bao buns. And I have used a bit of artistic license in it. I did actually have some chips with it. But when the meal came, it was the tiniest bao bun you've ever seen in your life. And I just said, I think I've accidentally ordered an amuse bouche. So that was the punchline for my piece of art. And I'm more pleased with the fact that I actually did a cartoon of my friend and it really looks like him. I couldn't believe how much it came out, because I'm not very good at cartooning, even though I did a load of cartoons before with Larry Lockdown, as you probably know. I haven't really done actual people, because Larry was a log. He was a padlock, essentially. And so, yeah, I was really pleased with that. I also did a watercolour of a glass vase that I have, because you were supposed to paint something that, I can't remember the wording, but something that sparked joy. And this was the only thing I could think of. And also, I thought it would be a challenge to paint glass. And yeah, watercolour was the medium. And I was really pleased with it, although I'm not an artist, but I'm looking at it thinking it needs more. It just needs more. It's not finished. And I don't want to go in with paint markers. It needs highlights, I think. And the only way I could really do that is with pencil or paint marker. And I don't really want to do that. I would have liked to have just been able to do it with paint, but I'm not that skilled. But, you know, it's okay. I'm quite pleased with it. I have actually done 10 prompts now, and as soon as these guys have gone, and I've got a desk, because I need a desk for my studio, as I'm going to call it, study, studio, whatever you want, as soon as I've got a desk, I'm going to record my 10 prompts and put them on YouTube, and you can have a look at them. Other people do it, why shouldn't I? I'm not as good an artist as a lot of the people that I've seen, but I do think mine are quite amusing. And, you know, that's the thing, isn't it? Life is about laughing. Obviously, there hasn't been an awful lot to laugh about in the news this week, so we're going to stay well away from that. Step away from the news, Belle. Step away from the news. I really haven't got anything else to say. Oh, yes, I have. So, in case you're interested, you know, I went to see a debate about the bill of about introducing a bill of rights for free speech in the UK, and there were two guys, Professor James Allen and Preston Byrne. So Professor Allen was for and against was Preston Byrne. Actually, no, that's not right. They've got that wrong. I'm actually looking at the email now so I get it right, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong. Anyway, I went to see that debate. They've now published a video, so I'm going to put the link of that video in the notes of this podcast. But I thought you might be interested, because I'm actually in the video. When you click on the link, it's a YouTube channel. When you click on the link, I'm the person in the bottom left-hand corner with a ponytail in the back of their head. That's me! So that made me chuckle. But yeah, it's an interesting debate if you want to watch it. It's not that long, I don't think, so that's it, really. That's all I've got to say about that. Much love and gratitude.